弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才我们唱的两首诗歌。
The hymns, the both hymns that we have sung.
和我们今天所传的信息有一点关系。
It has something to do with the message that we are preaching today.
这两首诗歌的作者。
Both hymns are writers.
都是在那里追求进天国的人。
There are people who are seeking to enter the kingdom of heaven.
进天国的人的心态就是这样。
Such as the hearts of people who want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
要做一个合乎神心意的人。
To be a man after God's own heart.
而且是一直向着标杆直跑。
And also always running towards the goal.
他要登峰造极。
He wants to go higher and higher.
这不是骄傲。
It is not being proud.
这是一个心态。
This is a heart desire.
我们要么不进天国。
Otherwise, we won't enter the kingdom of heaven.
你要进天国，你就要努力。
To enter the kingdom of heaven, you must struggle.
你就要尽你的所有。
You must try your best.
来追求这一个更高的目标。
To seek this higher goal.
前一个主日我在 Roseville 和弟兄姊妹交通。
A few weeks ago, I was fellowshipping with brothers and sisters in Roseville.
会后有几位年轻的弟兄姊妹。
After the meeting, a few younger brothers and sisters.
盼望我和他们再有一次机会交通天国和神的国。
They hope that I can go there and share again with them about kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God.
这个题目不是很深。
This is not a deep topic.
但是有很多的弟兄姊妹常常搞不清楚。
But yet a lot of brothers and sisters, they are always confused.
常常有一个观念，天国和神的国是一样的。
They always have this opinion that kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God are the same.
甚至有信主多年的人。
Even believers who believe for many years.
也搞不清楚。
They are not clear about this.
过去好几次在这里主日的交通。
A few Sundays of preaching here.
我很零星的提过。
I have mentioned this before.
今天我愿意专一的把天国和神的国和弟兄姊妹有些交通。
But today I would like to specially share about the kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven.
清楚。
So that we can all be clear about it.
什么是神的国？
What is the kingdom of God?
什么是天国?
What is the kingdom of heaven?
为什么在圣经里面要提到天国又提到神的国?
How come in the Bible it mentioned kingdom of God and also kingdom of heaven?
所以我们要读几处的圣经。
That's why we need to read a few scriptures.
我们首先读约翰福音第三章。
Firstly, we turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章最熟悉的一节圣经。
A verse that we are very familiar with in John chapter 3, verse 16.
那里说神爱世人。
Here it says God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave us his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的。
That whoever believes in him.
信神的独生子的。
Those who believe in the only son of God.
就是信基督耶稣的。
Those who believe in Jesus Christ.
不至灭亡。
So that they shall not perish,
反得永生,
but have everlasting life.
准确的翻译应该是反得永远的生命。
The more accurate translation is that they shall enjoy eternal life.
这是我们最熟悉的了。
This is what we are familiar with. 这些
圣经也是圣经的缩写。
And this is exactly what the Bible written.
整本的圣经都是讲这件事。
Basically, the whole scripture, the whole Bible are talking about that.
他爱世上每一个人。
That is the God who loves the people in the world.
因为人堕落了，他要拯救人。
Because they have fallen, he wants to save them.
他以他的独生子来做这些罪人犯罪那个代价。
And he paid the price of the life of his son, the only son.
为众人死。
To die for the sinners.
好让信他的人。
That whoever believes in him.
不至灭亡。
That they shall not perish,
反得永生,
but have everlasting life.
得着永远的生命,
that is to enjoy eternal life.
得着神的生命,
God's life.
但是在这一节圣经前面,
but before this verse, there was another verse.
有几节的圣经我们也很熟悉,
there are a few verses that we are also familiar with.
就是主耶稣和尼哥底母的对话,
that is the conversation Jesus had with Nicodemus.
Nicodemus 想 进天国。
Nicodemus want to enter the kingdom of God.
但是主耶稣怎么回答他呢？
But what did Jesus answer him?
你若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
跟主再对他说，你若没有从圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
If you are not born of the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
请注意，这里是说神的国。
Pay attention to this. This is the kingdom of God.
我们再读马太福音。
And Matthew's Gospel.
马太第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
这是主耶稣最初出来从旷野受试探，出来开始向人传福音的时候，他记载。
The Lord Jesus began to preach after he was tempted in the wilderness.
第三章第一节那里说，那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Chapter 3 verse 1 and 2. In those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这是在圣经里面第一次提到天国。
This is the first time the Bible mentioned the kingdom of heaven.
而且天国这一个词，这一个形容，
And this description of the kingdom of heaven
在整本的圣经里只有在马太福音里出现
only appear in the gospel of Matthew.
所以马太福音是天国的福音。
So therefore the Matthew's gospel was the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
马太福音是说到主耶稣基督将来他要做天国的君王。
Matthew recorded Jesus as the king of the kingdom of heaven.
这是主耶稣的身份。
This is the identity of Jesus.
宣告天国近了，乃是约翰第一次出来传道的时候，他所讲的话。
This is what John the Baptist proclaimed, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
等到主耶稣出来的时候，
So when the Lord Jesus came out,
在马太福音第四章
Chapter 4 of Matthew,
是这样记载，17节。
Verse 17 it said,
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
在原文的次序是你们应当悔改，因为天国近了。
So the sequence is repent and then to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这是主耶稣出来传道的时候的第一句话。
So this is the first word he preached when he began preaching.
尼哥底母见主耶稣的时候是关于神的国。
When Nicodemus saw Jesus, it was concerning the kingdom of God.
要进入神的国。
To enter into the kingdom of God,
要重生，要被圣灵所生。
Born again, you must be born of the Holy Spirit.
那里有两句话关于神的国，就是你若不重生，你若不是再生一次。
Because it says that unless you are born again,
你就看不见神的国。
Then you cannot see the kingdom of God.
第二句话是说，你若不从圣灵生，你就不能进神的国。
And secondly, if you are not born of the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这是主耶稣向尼哥底母讲的话。
These are the words of Jesus to Nicodemus.
但是主耶稣向那些要听他话的人，众人宣告的是说，天国近了。
But when Jesus began to preach to the crowd around him, he said,Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们再读下一面，第七章。
Let's continue to read in chapter 7.
第七章第二十一节。
Verse 21.
这也是我们常常提的一件事。
This is something that we always mention as well.
21节，主耶稣宣告说：“凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国。”
Verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
But he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
这里给我们看见进天国的条件。
Here it talks about the qualification of entering the kingdom of heaven.
我们以为说 呼叫主啊主啊的人。
We thought, are those people who call Lord, Lord?
就是都是得救的人。
They are all believers or saved.
但是主说，你单单呼喊主啊主啊，不一定都能进天国。
But if you just say Lord, Lord, it cannot necessarily mean that you will enter the kingdom of heaven.
那是要遵行天父旨意的人。
But those who are all obeying the will of the Father.
那是要做一个合乎神心意的人。
To be a person after God's own heart.
能够让神的心意满足的人。
Those who can satisfy God's heart desire.
就像刚才我们所唱的诗歌。
Just like the hymn we sang.
我愿意做一个合乎神心意的人。
I want to be a man after God's own heart.
在一切的事上。
That in everything.
愿意遵行他的旨意。
I'm willing to obey his will.
愿意听从他的命令。
Willing to obey his commands,
绝对的奉献,
to offer myself absolutely,
顺服,
submit to him totally,
像泥土在陶人的手中,
like the clay in the hands of the potter,
只能顺服陶人的意, 旨意,
only submit to the potter's hands,
陶人要怎样制作,
how the potters are to mold you,
泥土从来没有反对,
and the clay will never reject it.
顺服陶人一切的在他身上所做的工。
Submit to the hands of the potter and whatever the potter will to mold
him. 这样才有资格进天国。
Then can you enter the kingdom of heaven?
在这里有的人说，主啊，我不是曾经奉你的名传道赶鬼。
Here there are people who say that I have prophesied, Lord, in your name, cast out demons.
但是主说，我从来不认识你们。
But the Lord said to them, I never knew you.
因为这些人不是奉主的名、奉主的呼召和奉主的名去传道。
Because these people are not going to preach in God's name, in God's command.
做传道。
God did not call them to preach.
他们是照着自己的意思。
But they went according to their own will.
今天有很多的传道人。
There are many preachers today.
并不是神呼召他们。
God did not call them to preach.
有的人因为传道人身份很特别。
Some because they like the position of a preacher.
有的人以为传道人很受人尊重。
They thought being a preacher would be respected by people.
有的人以为传道人可以在台上向很多的人讲话。
You say a preacher can preach to many people on the stage.
很体面，很光荣。
Very proud, very glorifying.
所以他们就寻求去做传道。
So they seek to be a preacher based on that.
这样的人在神的面前不算数。
These people are not accountable, are not counted by God.
这些人，你说他得救了没有啊？
Do you say they are safe?
他可能是一个得救的人。
Yes, maybe they are saved.
他接受过主耶稣做他的救主。
Maybe they have received Jesus to be their savior.
但是他没有接受主耶稣做他的主。
But they did not receive Jesus to be their Lord.
他虽然得救了。
They were saved.
但是还是照着自己的旨意生活在地上。
But they still living their life according to their own will.
很多的所谓基督徒。
There are many so-called Christians today.
这样的人不少。
Many of them.
我不敢说是大多数。
I dare not say they are the, in the majority.
我只敢说不少的基督徒。
But there are many Christians.
他们信主是真的。
They believe in the Lord, that's true.
他们接受主耶稣做他们的救主。
They receive Jesus to be their personal savior.
但是他们没有照着主耶稣的旨意生活在地上。
But they are not living their life
according to the will of Jesus. 还是照着自己的旨意。
but according to their own will.
这个自己的旨意从哪里来的呢？
Where is this own will come from?
就是我们所常常所说的这个老我。
That is from the old self.
魂生命出来的。
Came from their soul life.
这是这里的重点。
This is the emphasis here.
凡呼叫我主啊主啊的人 不能都进天国。
Not everyone who say, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
只有那些遵行父旨意的人。
But he who does the will of my Father.
照着神的旨意生活在地上的人。
Those who are living their life on earth according to God's will.
才有资格进天国。
Can they be qualified to enter the kingdom of heaven?
在下面我们读一处十六章，马太十六章。
Then we turn to Matthew chapter 16.
那就是当主耶稣问门徒们，人看人怎么样对看待我。
That's when Jesus asked the disciple, "Who do you say that I am?"
他问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
He asked the disciple, saying, "Who does men say that I, the Son of Man?"
就回答说。
And they said,
他们说有人说是施洗的约翰。
Some say John the Baptist.
有人说是以利亚。
Some Elijah.
又有人说是耶利米。
Some and others Jeremiah.
或者先知里的一位。
Or one of the prophets.
那么跟主主就是问他们说，你们说我是谁？
But he said to them, "Who do you say that I am?"
许多的人认为主耶稣不是神的儿子。
Many people do not think that Jesus was the Son of God.
不过是一位先知。
But that he was only a prophet.
好像旧约的以利亚。
Just like a prophet in the Old Testament, like
Elijah
or Jeremiah.
或者先知中的一位。
Or one of the prophets.
那么主就问门徒们说。
But Jesus asked the disciples.
你们说我是谁？
But who do you say that I am?
我们都知道。彼得在那里宣告说，
And we know that Peter declared,
你是永生神的儿子。
You are the Son of the living God.
你是基督。
You are the Christ.
基督就是神的受膏者的意思。
Christ means the anointed one of God.
神膏了主耶稣。
God has anointed Jesus Christ.
让他做人类的救主。
That he become the savior of mankind.
这是彼得所认识的。
This is what Peter knew.
彼得怎么能认识呢？
How did Peter know him?
不是凭着他自己。
Not by his own self.
乃是天上的父指示他的。
But it was by revelation from the Father in heaven.
乃是圣灵向他启示的。
It was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit.
这是主耶稣在那里宣告的。
This is what Jesus declared.
免得彼得自高自傲。
So that Peter would not be proud.
就把他的底细说出来。
And to mention all the things.
这不是你自己的认识。
Because it was not his knowing.
这是天上的父来指示你的。
But this was revealed to you by the Father in heaven.
天上的父就是天上的神。
The Father in heaven is the God of heaven.
这一位创造宇宙万物的神。
This God who created the heaven and the earth.
乃是主耶稣天上的父。
But he is the heavenly father of Jesus.
他是亲口承认他是父的独生子。
And Jesus himself declared that he was the son of the living God.
下面这个彼得这样承认以后。
So after Peter's declaration.
主耶稣在那里讲了一句话。
The Lord Jesus said this.
他说我要把我的教会建立在这个磐石上。
That I will build my church upon this rock.
这个磐石是什么呢？
What is this rock?
就是基督是永生神的儿子。
That is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
教会唯一的根基。
The only rock or foundation of the church.
就是基督是神的儿子。
That Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
这是所有的新约圣书信里面所提到的。
All the New Testament mentioned this.
没除了基督耶稣以外，
Apart from Jesus Christ,
没有另外一个磐石 可以做教会的根基。
There's no other rock or foundation can be the foundation of the church.
这个根基是教会的根基。
This foundation is the foundation of the church.
也是一切先知的根基。
And it's the foundation for all the prophets.
先知所说的预言。
The prophecy from the prophets.
都是要应验在基督耶稣是根基上。
They shall reveal that Jesus Christ is the rock.
那么这个教会
And this church
是天国的缩影。
It is basically a picture of the kingdom of heaven.
因为后面主耶稣说他要把天国的钥匙给彼得。
Because he later on said that he will give the keys of the kingdom of heaven to Peter.
下面还有几句话。
And a few more words.
说我要把天国的钥匙给你。
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
这个天国你在地上所捆绑的在天上也要捆绑。
And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
这个捆绑就是禁止的意思。
Bound means forbid.
在天上所禁止的。
Whatever was bound or forbidden in heaven.
在地上也要照样禁止。
It shall also be bound or forbidden on earth.
在天上所释放的。
Whatever is released on heaven.
在地上也要释放。
Shall also be loosed on earth.
我们中文翻译的时候就把这个次序倒过来了。
When the Chinese translated this, they changed the sequence.
圣经原来的意思是说，天上做主。
The original meaning.
教会在地上所释放的。
That the heaven will have the determination, whatever the earth release.
也是天上所释放的。
It is what the heaven will do as well.
换句话说，天上要捆绑的。
Whatever the heaven want to bind.
地上要捆绑。
It shall also be bound on earth.
天上要释放的。
Whatever the heaven is to lose.
天上所许可的。
Or permit.
地上也要许可。
So shall it be on the earth.
但是在中文翻译的时候就把这个次序倒过来了。
But when the Chinese translated this,
原来的意思是
they changed the meaning,
天
the sequence.
做根据。
That the heaven should be the first origin of power.
这个教会在地上。
So the church was upon the earth.
是天国的缩影。
They are the picture of the heaven.
这是马太十六章所告诉我们的。
This is what Matthew 16 telling us.
教会是天国的缩影。
The church is a picture, a condensed picture of the heaven.
教会一切的行动。
All the activities of the church.
是根据天上的行动。
It's according to the activities in heaven.
简单的一句话。教会
in short,
是在地上遵行天上旨意的一个唯一的一般人。
The church are a group of people who are obeying the commands from the heaven.
我们曾有一次在这里交通过，教会不是一个房屋。
We had shared before that the church is not a building.
教会不是一个死的建筑。
The church is not a dead building.
我们蒙恩的人聚在一起就是教会。
We are saved by grace. When we meet together, we are the church.
许多得救的人聚在一起。
Many born again believers.
这就是圣经里面所说的教会。
When they gather together, they are the church.
不是一个房屋。
The reality of the church is not a building.
乃是我们这些人。
But they are us, the people.
蒙恩得救的人。
People who are saved by grace.
是我们在这里所见证的。
So what we testify,
那就是我们所蒙的救恩，是神把一些罪人从罪恶当中救出来，聚在一起敬拜他。
It's a salvation that we experience that God has redeemed the sinners so that they may come to Him.
学习遵行神的旨意。
To learn to obey God's will.
学习为他做见证。
To learn to testify for Him.
把神的旨意在我们中间。显明出来
so that God's will may be revealed upon the earth.
这是马太福音十六章这里所说的。
This is what was proclaimed in Matthew chapter 16.
我们再读十八章 头几节。
Let's read again the first few verses of chapter 18.
这里又是主耶稣用很简单的比方来说到天国的事。
Here the Lord Jesus again expounding on the matter of the kingdom of heaven.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
当时门徒进前来问耶稣说，天国里谁是最大的？
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, Who is then? Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
耶稣便叫一个小孩子来,
Then Jesus called a little child to him,
使他站在他们当中,
set him in the midst of them,
说,
and said,
我实在告诉你们,
Assuredly I say to you,
你们若不回转,
Unless you are converted,
变成小孩子的样式,
and become as little children,
断不得进天国,
you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
说到一个进天国的条件,
Here talk about another qualification to enter the kingdom of heaven.
若不回转,
Unless you turn, converted,
变成小孩子,
and become as little children.
这个回转就是向后转的意思。
Turning, converted here, it means that turning around 180.
变成小孩子的样式。
To become like little children.
就不断不能。这个断就是绝对不能。
You shall by no means, you absolutely not, enter the kingdom of heaven unless you are like that.
要进天国吗?
You want to enter the kingdom of heaven?
不只要努力。
Not only you need to struggle, you need to make an effort.
而且要转变。
But you also need to be converted
变成小孩子的样子,
to become like little children.
这是我们读的这几段的圣经是说到天国的事。
So these few scriptures talk about the kingdom of heaven.
最后一个天国在圣经里出现。
The last time the word kingdom of heaven appeared in the Bible.
这是唯一的一处。
In the only place.
在马太福音以外提到天国。
Apart from Matthew,
那就是提摩太后书第四章。
That is in 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书最后的一章。
The last chapter of 2 Timothy.
这一章保罗就说到他是怎样的走完一生的道路。
Here Paul mentioned about how he has run the race.
也说明他在腓立比书所说的他是放弃背后，忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Like he mentioned in Philippians that he's the one forgetting the past, stretching forward to what is before him, running towards the goal.
他做一个总结。
Then he summarized.
他说：“美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have finished.” The race.
所信的道我已经守住了。
I have kept the faith.
他现在等候什么呢?
So what is he waiting for?
等候那一位爱他的主为他预备的公义的冠冕。
That he's waiting for the crown of righteousness that the Lord that he loves prepared for him.
他结束了地上的一生。
He has concluded his life on earth.
他等候那一位再来的主。
He's waiting for the Lord who is coming
要把赏赐给他,
to give him his reward.
但是他还是, 不能十分的有把握。
But he did not have that full confidence.
在这个第四章第十八节那里这样说。
In verse 18, he said,
主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶也必救我进他的天国。
And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom.
这就是保罗他最后的盼望。
So this is the last hope of Paul.
他说他是最后的要被浇奠了。
That he's going to be poured out.
他等候,
he's waiting.
剩下的年日,
that the last days of his life, that God will save him from every evil, and that God can also save him to enter the kingdom of heaven. So these scriptures, they are telling us that the kingdom of heaven is a reality. I believe the scriptures that I'm going to read are here. Let us pray that the Lord may help us, that we may understand what is the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God.
爱我们的主,
the Lord who loves us, we thank you.
你常给我们机会,
you always giving us opportunity from to receive help and benefit from your word.
我们把刚才读的圣经,
we commit to you the scriptures that we have just read.
主主介绍这些话,
may you through these words, that we may know better the difference between kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven.
主我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you for we are sinners saved by grace.
是你付了极重的代价把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来,
that you have paid a high price to redeem us from our sins,
让我们不只能进入神的国,
that not only we can enter the kingdom of God, that we may have the opportunity to enter the kingdom of heaven. Cause us to know this truth. That we will not be just people saved by your grace, but to be a victorious person, to enter into your glory. May you in this short time open up the eyes of our hearts, that we can see the salvation we have. It is so amazing, so wonderful. Not only sinners became righteous, but those who are called righteous can also be glorified to enjoy your glory.
主,
Lord, we shall all be facing this fact. May you, Lord, in the rest of our life,
激励我们,
encourage us,
尽我们所能, 尽我们所有, 追求这个荣耀的目标,
that by all our means, by all we can, that we will enter into this glory. One day we hope we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
求主听我们的祷告,
may you listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣的名,
in Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在五六十年前,
50 or 60 years ago,
传道的人, 传福音的人,
preacher
传,
who preached
用一句话, 很简单的话,
used a very simple word.
在我们中国把主的福音带来, 这是 100年前开始的,
more than 100 years ago, the gospel preacher brought the gospel to China.
直等到五六十年前,
until about 50 or 60 years ago,
一般还是这样讲,
they still say this.
劝人信耶稣,
they ask people to believe in Jesus.
为什么劝人信耶稣呢?
How do they encourage?
说你信耶稣, 你就有机会上天堂,
if you believe in Jesus, you can go to heaven.
你若不信耶稣, 你就要下地狱,
if you don't believe, you shall go to hell.
这是五六十年前, 在中国传福音, 一般所用的一个原则,
these are the principles that preached the gospel in China 50, 60 years ago.
因为当时中国的人 都盼望自己能进天堂,
because many Chinese people want to enter heaven,
不愿意下地狱,
they do not want to go to hell.
而且他们的观念当中, 地狱里面有18层,
and they thought in hell there are 18 stories.
这是过去的事实,
these are in the past,
但不合乎圣经,
but it's not according to the Bible.
圣经从来没有一句话, 信耶稣上天堂,
there's no way in the Bible say believe in Jesus you should enter heaven.
也没有天堂这个词,
and there's no such word as heaven,
为什么在,
paradise.
在人中有这样的传呢?
But But why is there such a preaching?
因为当时福音传到中国的时候，
because when the gospel reached China,
中国一般人是受佛教的背景的影响。
Chinese people has been influenced by Buddhism for a long time.
天堂和地狱这个观念，
heaven and hell, this opinion, this
是佛教的， 是佛教的用语。
It was the words that used by Buddhists.
他们把天堂形容到是西方的一个很美丽的地方。
And they say heaven is like a Western paradise.
所以佛教是说人死了去西方了。
So Buddhists say if you die, you will go to the Western side.
到西方这一个美好的世界。
This new world, beautiful world.
上西天了。
You will all go to the heaven, Western heaven.
他们称这个地方叫天堂。
They say this is heaven.
他们没有去过。
They have never been there.
但是他们的道理。
This is their teaching.
人死了有好人，就是好人就上天堂。
Good people will enter heaven.
要修行，你要修行的好。
You need to meditate well.
你能够成佛。
You can become like a Buddha.
你能够去西天。
Then you can go to the Western heaven.
享受极乐世界。
And to enjoy Nirvana.
这是佛教的观念。
This is what the Buddhists are teaching.
所以佛教就把天堂、地狱的观念。重重地打在中国人的这个心里头。
So the Buddhism has established this concept.
福音传到中国的时候，西方的传教士。
And when the Westerners brought the gospel to China.
为了要应付当时中国人的这个心态。
And to try to relate to how Chinese are thinking.
他们先告诉人说，我们天上有个老天爷。
He say our heaven.Has an old heavenly God.
今天我们不能没有再这样称呼了。
We never call him that way anymore.
因为我们认识天上有一位神，这位神是创造宇宙万物的神。
Because now we know there is a God of heaven who created heaven and earth.
我们称他做造物神。
We call him the creator.
或者造物主。
Or the Lord of creation.
我们所相信的是一位创造。宇宙万物的神。
The one we believe is the God who created all things.
这位神是有生命的神。
And this God has life.
而且他的生命是永远的生命。
His life is eternal.
他的生命有大能，有生命的大能。
His life is powerful.
这个生命的大能就创造了这个整个的宇宙。
And this powerful life within God created all things in the universe.
圣经是神所启示的。
The Bible was inspired by God.
圣经的第一卷书是创世纪。
The first book of Bible was Genesis.
第一句话是说起初神创造天地。
It say in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth.
这个起初
This beginning
是在时间的开始之前。
It was established before time.
时间是人所发明的。
Time was created by man.
太初是，起初是没有时间以前的时间。
So before, the beginning of time, in the beginning.
在约翰福音第一章第一节。
In John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1.
太初有道。
In beginning was the word.
这个太初。
This beginning.
比这个起初还要早。
Is actually earlier than the beginning in Genesis.
这是我们中文的意思。
This is the meaning of the Chinese Bible.
讲到起初，太初，就是在起初以前的那个光景当中。
There's a difference in the word in Chinese that in the beginning in John is earlier than the beginning of Genesis.
太初有道，道是什么呢？
In the beginning was the word. What is the word?
道就是话语。
Word are the words of your mouth.
话语是什么呢?
What is word?
话语代表说话的人。
The word represents the speaker.
话语是一个人，是一个说话的人，他的发表。
Because the words are the expression of a man who speaks.
人若不说话,
If a man do not speak,
就没有人能认识他。
Then no one can know him.
人若说了话,
If anyone said anything,
根据他所说的话，我们就能认识他。
According to what he says, we can know him.
所以你交朋友的时候，若是对方是个哑巴
，So So you try to make a friend. If that person is dumb,
你就很难认识他。
It's very difficult to get to know him.
交朋友是用话语做媒介的。
Because the words are our medium between friends.
人和人的来往，话语就是当中最主要的媒介。
So when we have relationship with person, the words became the most important medium.
对方一定要讲话。
The other person must speak.
彼此才能认识。
Both must speak, then you can know one another.
这是话语的意思。
These are the meaning of words.
太初有话。
In the beginning was the word.
这个话是什么呢？是神的发表。
This word was the expression of God.
这位创造宇宙万物的神会说话的。
This God who created the heaven and the earth, he can speak.
他的话有能力。
His word has power.
他的话能力是生命出来的能力。
His word came from his powerful life.
是活的话。
It is a living word.
不是死的话。
Not dead.
这就是神自己本身。
This is God himself.
从他说的话我们认识他。
So from his word we can get to know him.
神是用说话来创造宇宙万物。
God using word to create the heaven and the earth.
在所有受造之物当中。
So in every created being,
只有最特别的是我们人的受造。
We are the special people.
神造天地，神说要有天地要分开。
Because when he said with just his word,
神说要有光就有了光。
And there's light, let there be light.
神说要有生物就有了生物。
Let there be animals, and there will be animals.
都是借着他的话。
Through his word, he created them.
他怎样说
，What he said,
就怎样成了。
How it shall be accomplished.
这是圣经的记载。
This is the record of the Bible.
神说要有光，事就这样成了。
God said, let it be light, and it shall be light.
就有了光。神说地上要滋生万物。
And he said, let the earth be plentiful of animals.
有动物，有植物。
The animals and plants.
他们都有生命。
They all have life.
他们都可以会生长。
They all can grow up.
这是生命的律。
These are the natural law of life.
这个律就是照着神的话来形成的。
So these natural law are actually established by God.
太初有道。
In the beginning was the word.
那么这个道就产生了天地。
And through that word, heaven and earth was established.
在创世纪第一章第一节的起初神创造天地。
In Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth."
这是头一个创造。
That's the first creation.
这一个创第一次的创造。
The first creation.
我们今天有很多远古的生命的这个遗迹。
We have still evidence of that old life, old creation.
所谓什么恐龙的化石。
We say the
证明当时的。动物都是很巨大的。
The bones of the dinosaur, we say they are great big animals.
那些都是第一次神所造的。
They were from the first creation.
这个所造的以后经过一个衰落的阶段。
After that creation, they went through a period of fall.
地变成空虚混沌。
The earth was without form and void.
渊面黑暗。
And darkness was on the face of the deep.
那么神在来浮躁这个世界。
And God recreated that world.
这就是创世纪第一章的记载。
So that's the first Genesis first record.
宇宙是这个地球的表面呢，空虚混沌。
The universe and the earth was void.
渊面黑暗。
And darkness was upon the face of the deep.
圣经的第一章是用这样的字来形容。
That's how the Bible described that.
那么神就再来整理他第一次所造的这个宇宙。
So God came and tidy up that first creation.
神说要有光。
He said, "Let there be light."
神的灵，神借着他的灵来做这些事。
Through His Spirit, God did all these works.
神的灵运行在这个渊面黑暗的大地上。
God's Spirit was working upon the face of the deep.
神就这样的复造了世界。
And God has created the world in such a manner. And this is the world that God has created today. God used His word to create all the animals.
神造人的时候, 是用地上的泥土,
but when He created man, He used the mud, the clay of the earth.
我们人的被造不是单单神讲一句话,
He did not just speak a word to create man.
他用地上的尘土造人,
He used the dust of the earth to make man.
是造我们的身体,
to make our body.
他造了以后, 他向这个被造的人, 吹了一口气,
After He made us, He breathed into us
叫我们有命,
that we may have life.
圣经说他就变成了一个活的魂,
and He said, the Bible said it became a living soul.
中文的圣经翻译成有灵的活人,
the Chinese Bible say the living person that has spirit.
这就是今天我们所说的魂, 我们的灵魂,
and we say we have soul and spirit.
认真说应该说灵和魂,
or so soul and spirit.
这个泥造的人体, 身体,
the dust made man,
当神吹一口气的时候,
when God breathed into him,
它里面就产生了灵和魂,
it shall then have spirit and soul.
身体若 灵魂离开了身体,
if the spirit departed from the body,
we will say
he is a dead person.
灵魂住在人的身体里头,
for spirit and soul to dwell in the person,
他就是一个活人,
he is a living man.
这是人被造的时候的情形,
this is what the condition was when man was made.
神向人吹了一口气,
God breathed into the man.
人有了灵,
man shall have spirit.
也有了魂,
he shall also have soul.
这个魂是怎么产生的呢?
What is this soul came about?
神吹这一口气,
when God breathed into the man,
当人变成一个有灵的活人的时候,
when this man became a living soul,
就产生了魂,
he has a soul within him.
这个魂, 住在人的身体里头,
the soul dwell in the man,
我们就叫做活人,
we say he is a living person.
魂若离开了身体,
if the soul departs from man, he is a dead person.
魂是没有重量的,
soul has no weight,
但是它有质量,
but it has quality.
这个好像很学术的样子,
sound very philosophical.
人的魂在人身体里头,
the soul of man is inside the man,
让我们的身体能活动,
that our body may operate.
魂有三个部分,
there are three parts of the soul,
就是我们的情感, 我们的心思, 和我们的意志,
there's our mind, our emotion, and our will.
若是你的魂在你里面正常的话,
if your soul within you is normal,
那么我们就说他是一个正常的人,
we say he is a normal human being.
他的感情很正常,
his feelings, emotion is normal.
他的心思很正常,
his mind is normal.
他的意志也很正常,
his will is normal.
该做什么事,
what should be done,
他都是由魂来控制,
the soul will control him to do likewise.
所以魂是控制我们身体动作的一个机构,
so the soul is actually an organ that operates our whole being.
是因着神吹一口气在这个泥造的人身上,
because God breathed into nostrils of the man.
魂是和我们人彼此之间来往的一个媒介,
soul is the medium where we can have a relationship with one another.
两个正常的人,
true normal human being.
两个魂生命正常的人,
both are normal.
所有的来往都是正常的,
then their communication will be normal.
那么我们就能和平相处,
then we can live peacefully,
彼此欣赏,
and admire one another, encourage one another,
彼此劝勉,
and exhort one another.
这就是我们魂的活动,
this is the activities of the soul.
很可惜,
unfortunately,
这个魂没有多久,
this soul
就给魔鬼来破坏了。
Has been destroyed by Satan not long after that.
夏娃吃了不该吃的果子。
That is Eve had eaten the forbidden fruit.
夏娃怎么犯罪的呢？
How did Eve sin?
是这个魔鬼用蛇的形象向他讲了话。
That Satan came to her in the form of a serpent and speak to her.
打动了他的感情。
And move her emotion.
让他的心思也受了污染。
So that her thoughts were corrupted.
结果他就做了一个主意，吃了那个果子。
And say she make a decision to eat of the fruit.
罪是借着人的魂进入人的身体。
Sins enter into man by death.
若是那个人的魂没有感觉，
if his soul is not had no feeling,
失去了功用，
had lost his function,
人就没有感觉，
then he will have no feeling.
人就没有感情，也没有心思，
had no emotion,
也没有意志，
no mind and no will.
所以魂对人就是我们所说的自我的那个东西。
So that soul became yourself.
我们今天能活着是因为你的魂在你里面。
We can live today because of God's life.
有一天我们的魂要离开我们的身体。
One day if our soul departs from us.
用学术的话来说，魂离开身体就是它失去了它的功用。
When soul departed from us means that the body had lost its function.
那么这个人我们说这是死人。
When we call that person a dead man.
死人和活人。
A dead person and a living person. How do you differentiate them?
在重量上没有分别。
On the weight.
一个死人。
By weight is the same.
和他活着有口气的时候是一样的重。
The same body weight, a dead or living person.
它的质量，它的质量也没有改变。
And its quality hasn't changed.
你里面有什么化学的成分？
Whatever chemical compound you have, similarly, it can be found.
这个土里面有什么成分？你的身体就有什么成分。
Whatever is on the earth, is in your body.
你的成分是这样。
When you are living, your weight, your content is the same.
成分还是这样。
As the dead person,
没有改变。
No change.
唯一的改变就是你的魂离开了你的身体。
The only change is that the soul departed from your being.
这是一般的人和我们中国的传统的这些对人的认识。
This is something that is common knowledge among Chinese people.
所以人死了以后，
When a man die,
中国的传统，
traditional Chinese sayings,
有这个招魂的活动。
Has this activities called calling back the spirit.
你怎样做怎样做，那么就把魂可以招出来。
As if they can call back the spirit.
盼望你不要离开的太久。
That you will not leave for too long.
你不要离我们太远。
Or too far away.
我们盼望你再回来。
That you will come back.
和我们有点来往。
To have something to do with us.
这是我们中国传统的一些观念。
There are some traditional Chinese thinking.
但是这个观念就承认魂和身体的关系。
But that thinking actually confesses there is a reality of body and separation of the spirit or soul.
魂对我们很重要。
So the soul was important to us.
所以我们很爱我们魂。
So we love our soul life.
这就是自我为中心的生活。
This is a self life.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
给我们预备了一个魂。
To give us a soul.
我们可以活在世上。
That we can live on this earth.
我们的生活动作都在乎我们的魂是怎样。
Our life and our being are based on that soul's activity.
我们每一个人的魂都不一样。
We all have different soul.
我们的喜欢感情也不一样。
And our liking, our emotion are different.
我们的心思各方面的活动也不一样。
And all activities are all different.
我们的意志也不一样。
And our will are different.
有的人的意志很强。
Some have strong will.
我们说他是一个刚硬的人。
We say he's a strong person.
有的人的意志比较软弱。
Some have weaker will.
我们说他是一个懦弱的人。
We say he's a weaker person.
这都是决定在我们的魂。
All this is determined by our spirit.
那么灵是什么呢？
By our soul.
灵也是一个机构。
What is the spirit? The spirit also is a creation.
灵是我们和神来往的一个机构。
It is actually an instrument where we can have fellowship with God.
魂是和地上的事物接触。
The soul have activities on the earth.
灵是和天上的事物接触的一个机构。
The spirit has communication with heavens.
你要敬拜神吗？
You want to worship God?
你要运用你的灵来敬拜。
You must worship God with your spirit.
你要认识神吗？
You want to know God?
你要借着灵来认识他。
You must know God through your spirit.
但是灵也是有的时候借着我们的魂来表现它。
But the spirit also shall show itself by your soul.
这是神预备一个灵。
God has prepared for us a spirit.
让我们和神有关系，有来往。
That you may have fellowship and a relationship with God.
用今天的话来说，是我们和神互动的一个机构。
It's like an instrument for fellowshipping with God.
当尼哥底母去见主耶稣，问他说
，When Nicodemus saw Jesus and asked,
人怎样行才可以进神的国
？What can man do to enter the kingdom of God？
主耶稣说，人要重生。
Jesus said to him, "You must be born again."
看见神的国。
Then can you see the kingdom of God？
这个重生就是灵的问题。
This born again means it's the matter of the spirit.
因为当人堕落犯罪以后
，When men fall and sin against God，
照着神的原则
，According to the will of the principle of God，
那个定规
，The determination of God，
神对亚当夏娃说
，God speaks to Adam and Eve。
那一个知识树的果子你不可以吃。
You cannot eat of the fruits of the tree of knowledge and good and evil.
我们中文的圣经翻译作分别善恶树。
Chinese translated this as a tree that can differentiate between knowledge and good and evil.
因为当时他们伊甸园神说给亚当夏娃生活的那个范围当中，它有两棵树。
Because in Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve lived, there's two trees.
一棵叫做生命树。
One is called the tree of life, of knowledge.
一棵叫做知识树。
One is called tree of knowledge.
我们翻译的圣经说，分别善恶的树。
And the Bible translated as the tree of knowledge, good and evil.
其实知识就是分别善恶的一个光景。
Of course, knowledge means that you be able to differentiate between good and bad.
我们今天受教育。
Today we have been educated.
就是让你的知识增多。
So that you can increase knowledge.
这是人的观念。
This is man's thought.
你知识多一点。
You have more knowledge.
你多有能力可以分别善恶。
Then you have more strength to more capability to differentiate between good and evil.
就翻成。分别善恶的树。
And this is concerning the
这棵树我们不可以吃。
We cannot eat.
这个树的果子不可以吃。
The fruit we cannot eat.
吃的时候
The day we eat of it, we shall surely die.
死亡要临到你。
And death will come to you.
这个死是指说灵的死亡。
And this is called the death of the spirit.
那就是那里所形容的。当他们吃了果子以后，他们就不能和神直接来往了。
Because after they eat of that fruit, they cannot have direct relationship with God.
他们吃了不可吃的果子。
They eaten that forbidden fruit.
他们的生命就失去了效用。
Their life lost its real function.
就不能和神来往。
They cannot have fellowship with God.
在神的眼中，他的灵死了。
In God's eye, their spirit is dead.
与神隔绝了。
They have been separated from God.
所以人犯罪以后
，The other man sinned.
在神的眼中
，In the eyes of God,
他是一个活着的死人。
He is a living, a dead person.
魂是活的
，The soul is alive.
灵却死了
，Spirit is dead.
这就是没有信主耶稣的人。
These are the people before they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天上所有世上犯罪的人
，So today all the people who sin against God,
在最终挣扎的人。
Those who are struggling with sin.
都是灵死了。
They are all who have died in spirit.
不能和神来往。
They cannot have fellowship,
听不见神,
relationship with God.
神的声音。
They cannot hear the voice of God.
这就是人的光景。
These are the situation of man.
是单单魂活着的人。
They are living, in the soul.
所以每一个活着的人都是以自我为中心的人。
So those who are living by their soul only, they are very self-centered.
这些人需要什么呢? 需要神的拯救。
They need the deliverance of God.
神只有一个救法。
God has only one way to save.
就是把他的儿子赐给我们。
That is to give us His only Son. That whoever believes in Jesus
能够活过来。
That they can live again.
什么活过来呢?
How do they live?
灵活过来。
Their spirit make alive.
所以我们每一个信主的人,
so everyone who believes in the Lord,
我们的灵是被神活过来的。
Our spirit has been raised by God.
以弗所书那里第二章那里说,
Ephesians 2 says that,
从前我们死在罪恶过犯中,
in the past we were dead in sins and transgression.
我们的灵是死的。
Our spirit was dead.
我们仅仅是魂活着。
We only have a living soul.
魂的活动,
yes, we have the activities of the soul.
魂的活动就是照着我们自己所喜欢的,
that by our own liking,
我们自己想办法去达到,
whatever we try to achieve,
这样我们的魂就起了作用,
then our soul begin to have its activities.
那魂里面出来的东西,
what came out from the soul,
都是讨自己的欢喜,
is to please yourself.
体贴自己的肉体,
to please yourself, your flesh,
体贴自己的欲望,
or your desire.
没有信主耶稣的人,
those who do not believe in Jesus,
没有一个是例外的,
none of them are like that, or all of them are like that.
世界上所有充满这些罪恶的活动,
so we can see full of the things, activities in the world today,
都是因为人凭着魂活着,
because there are people are living by their soul.
以自己的喜好为喜好。
They only are very self-centered on their own liking. Live for themselves.
为自己努力,
study for or work hard for themselves. To struggle for themselves.
为自己在那里竞争,
to compete with others for themselves.
结果就变成世界这个样子。
And that's why the world is in such a
way. 一天一天的不是进步是退步。
So men are not advancing, but they are digressing.
世界的罪恶一天比一天更加厉害。
The world became worse and worse day by day.
一天比一天更张狂。
More and more crazy.
这是罪人的光景。
These are the situation of the sinners.
临死了的人。
Those who are dead in their soul, they are like that.
魂靠着魂生活的人就是这个样。
Those who live by their soul, that's how they live.
魂就是以自我为中心的人。
The soul are people, are people who are self-centered.
没有一个例外。
No one is an exception.
我们信主了。
We believe in the Lord.
因为圣经告诉我们说, 信了主耶稣的人不止灭亡, 反得永生。
Because the Bible says those who believe in Jesus shall not perish, but have everlasting life. To receive eternal life is to receive everlasting life, the life of God. That our spirit may be made alive. Only who believe in the Lord Jesus, according to the Bible says, we can be called the children of God. You do not need to pay a price for that.
这个是白白地赐给你的。
You have been freely given to you.
只要你肯相信接受,
as long as you believe and accept,
你一定得着。
You must receive it.
这就叫做救恩。
This is called salvation.
就是救赎你的恩典。
The grace that saves you.
恩典的意思就是你不用出代价。
Grace means that you do not have to pay a
price. 白白地得来。
It was given to you freely.
神白白地把这个救恩赐给你,
God has given this to you freely.
但是你需要接受,
but you must accept it.
你接受了, 你就是一个重生的人。
If you accept it, you are a born again believer.
你接受了, 你就是一个被圣, 从圣灵再生一次。
If you believe it, you are born again by the Holy Spirit.
你的灵的生命, 再一次复活了。
Then your spirit life will be made alive.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we who believe in the Lord, we receive this grace of salvation freely. We became a new man.
这圣经里称他做, 一个新的创造。
The Bible calls us the new creation.
从来没有的事。
It has never happened before.
只有主耶稣来了。
Only when Jesus came.
因着信他。
Because of believing in him.
就是接受他做救主。
Receiving him as our savior.
我们的灵活过来。
Then our spirit was made alive.
在神的眼中。
In the eyes of God.
重生。
We became people who are born again and are saved.
我们就得了一个权柄。
Then we can have this authority.
可以进入神的国度。
To enter into the kingdom of God.
就是神的国。
The kingdom of God.
每一个得救的人。
Everyone who are born again.
都是进入神的国的人。
They are people who will enter the kingdom of God.
这个神的国的范围是很大的。
So this boundary is great.
普天之下。
Everywhere in the world.
凡是接受主耶稣的人
Whoever received the Lord Jesus Christ
都能够拿到这个入神的国的这个护照这个
They all have this passport
这个签
证 This visa to enter the kingdom of God
你要来澳洲吗
You want to come to Australia
你要拿一个护照
You need a passport
到澳洲的这个领事馆去拿一个签证
And then go to the consulate in Australia receive a visa
一个罪人的护照
In the past we have the passport of a sinners
我们需要拿一个签证进入神的国
to enter a visa to have a visa to enter in the kingdom of God
你怎么能拿到这个签证呢
How do you receive that visa
接受主耶稣
to receive the Lord Jesus Christ
做你的救主
to be your own personal savior
这就是进神的国的一个签证
This is the visa to enter the kingdom of God
只要你接受了主耶稣
As long as you receive the Lord Jesus
你说我的罪很大
You say my sin is great Heavy
我真不配
I'm not worthy
不是配不配的问题
But it's not concerning that
没有一个人配
No one is worthy
因为这是一个恩典的门
Because this is the door of grace
只要你接受主耶稣做你的救主
If you receive the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal savior
你就得救了
And you shall be saved.
你就重生了
Then you shall be born again.
这是四十年前在我们中国传福音的重点。
This is the emphasis preached 40 years ago in China.
我们不再问人你要想不想上天堂。
We do not ask people, do you want to go to heaven?
我们乃是问人说你得救了没有。
We ask, have you been saved?
你重生了没有。
Have you been born again?
这是四五十年前开始的。
And this was starting from 40 years ago.
从前没有人这样问。
People do not ask that in the past.
但是神的光照人。
But God's light enlightened us so we know better now.
不再是上天堂下地狱的。
Not concerning alone about going to heaven.
你有没有得救？
Going to hell. But are you saved?
你有没有重生？
Are you born again?
你有没有新的生命？
Do you have a new life?
你的灵活过来了没有？
Has your spirit been made alive?
这是四五十年前的事。
This began in 40, 50 years ago.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天还有很多的人活在这个光景当中。
Brothers and sisters, today there are many people still living within this condition.
我们得救了。
We have been saved.
我们进了神的国。
We have been entered.
我们成了神的儿女。
We became the children of God.
那么我们就等候将来享受天上的丰富。天上的幸福。
Then we are waiting to enter to enjoy the rewards that is in heaven.
我们今天在肉身活着。
Today we live in the flesh.
我们也吃也喝。
We also eat and drink.
我们有什么意义呢？
What meaning are they?
你为什么活在这里呢？
Why do you live here?
你的人生有什么很清楚的目的呢？
Do you have a clear purpose about your life?
你的目标是什么？
What is your purpose?
你人生的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of your life?
真是追问起来，我们大家都不清楚。
When I ask you about it, you may not know it.
但是神的救恩不只是让我们得救。
But God's salvation not only causes us to be saved.
神拯救我们不是单单让我们灵活过来。
Not only allow spirit to be made alive.
当然，灵活过来有很多的享受。
Of course, we can enjoy much having our living spirit.
我们有得救的喜乐。
When we are saved, we have that joy of salvation.
我们有了一个荣耀的盼望。
We have a glorious hope.
我们可以在神的国里头有份。
We can live in the kingdom of God.
我们不至于在将来受审判的时候过不了关。
That we will not suffer at the day of judgment.
在白色的大宝座面前。
Before the white, great white throne.
我们都是在生命册上有份的人。
We are people who have our name written on the book of life.
不错。在神的国里我们有了身份。
Kingdom of God, and this is our identity.
这个身份是没有人能夺去的。
And this identity cannot be taken away from us.
但是今天我们看见神的旨意不是这样。
But we saw today God's will is not just that.
神不是让我们要进神的国。
Not only we enter the kingdom of God.
在神的国里还有一个更高的目标。
But there is a higher purpose in the kingdom of God.
神要提升我们到那一个目标里。
God wants to raise us up to that purpose.
那就是要叫我们得荣耀。
That we should receive glory.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8 says.
我们很熟悉的。
We are familiar with that.
在那里28节说,
Verse 28 it says,
万事都互相效力,
We know that all things work together
叫爱神的人得到好处,
for good to those who love God.
那个爱神的人,
those who love God
应该翻译说, 对神的爱有反应的人,
should be translated those who responded to God's love.
照着我们的天然
according to our natural life
就是照着我们的魂生命
according to our soul life
来说没有一个人是会爱神的
no one know how to love God
只有神的爱来激励我们
only when God's love compels us
才让我们里面能有一个回应
then can we respond to God
有一个倾向要爱神
to have thatA willingness or desire to love God.
对神的爱没有反应的人。
Those who have no response to God's love.
没有一个人能爱神。
They cannot love God.
圣灵现在的工作。
The Holy Spirit's work today.
就是不住地把神的爱浇灌在人的里头。
That they will continue to pour down God's love to us.
只有那些对神的爱有反应的人。
Only those who can respond to God.
才能够有爱神的倾向。
Can they have that desire to come near to God?
我们的灵活过来以后,
After our spirit is made alive,
透过我们的魂,
through our spirit,
让我们能经历,
our soul,
得救的喜乐,
we can enjoy
赦罪的,
the joy of salvation,
赦罪的平安,
and also the peace of forgiveness.
这些都是我们的灵借着我们的魂给我们的感觉。
This is what the spirit revealed to the soul.
神拯救我们
God has saved us
不只让我们的罪得赦免
Not only our sins can be forgiven
不只把生命给我们
Not only given us life
神还要用我们
God wants to use us
他怎么用我们呢
How does he use us
不是他在用我们的身体忙忙碌碌来做这些外面的事
Not just using our body to busy about doing things externally
乃是要用我们的魂来支配我们
But using our soul to control us.
我们的魂从前是受罪恶的支配。
In the past, our soul was controlled by our sins.
认真说就是魔鬼的，我们成了犯罪的器具。
So in a sense, we became an instrument of sins or unrighteousness.
魔鬼在人的身上所做的工，就是要支配人的魂。
And Satan wants to do the work to control our body.
借助我们的魂来支配我们的一生。
And to try to control our life.
神的灵把我们的魂救过来。
God's Spirit wants to revive our soul.
也是要用我们的魂
to use our soul
来支配我们的一生。
And to control our whole life.
这就是神要用我们。
That's how God is going to use us.
神只要用我们，他要怎样用生命来改变我们
God wants to change us with our life
他要用他的智慧
He wants to use his wisdom
来栽培我们
to nurture us
为要达到他的目的
so that his purpose can be established
他的目的就是要用我们这些人来荣耀他
His purpose is to cause us as human beings to glorify him
用我们这些蒙恩得救的人来为他做见证
That we who are saved by grace can be his testimony.
用我们这些人来证明他是怎样的一位神。
That we can prove what sort of God he is.
圣经这么多的章节。
The Bible has so many verses.
说的就是神拯救人，神创造人的目的。
Tell us the purpose of God created man.
就是要显明他是怎样的一位神。
And that what sort of God he is.
虽然我们的先祖失败了，犯罪了。
Even though our forefathers they failed, they have sinned against God.
但是神没有灰心。
But God did not give up.
神还是要把这些失落的人再一次找回来。
God still want to find all these lost people.
来达到荣耀他的目的。
That they may achieve His glorious purpose.
他借着他的儿子来。
Through His Son.
就是这样的拯救我们。
That's how He has saved us.
神要用我们。
God wants to use us.
神聚集我们成为教会。
He wants us gather us as the church.
就是为了荣耀他。
So that we may glorify Him.
所以这是我们要在这件事上来体贴神的心意。
That's how we can know the heart of God.
每一个人不要以我们得救了就满足了。
Do not be satisfied simply because you are saved.
我们还要天天像我们今天所唱的诗歌往深处。
That, like the hymn we sang, we want to go deeper.
越住在生命的经历上越深。
Deeper and deeper in the spiritual life.
我们要往前去。
We want to go forward.
我们要天天向上。
We want to go higher every day.
有一天要登峰造极。
Until one day we are perfect.
我们要进天国。
We want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
不要以在神的国里就满足了。
And not satisfied simply being in the kingdom of God.
保罗的经历是这样。
Paul's experience was like that.
他该走的路他都走了。
He had run the race.
他该打的仗都打了。
He had fought the good fight.
他所信的道也守住了。
He has kept the faith.
他还是继续往前去。
But he continued to go forward.
他要进天国。
He wanted to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这是圣经里给我们今天在圣经里给我们所见到的那个终极的目的。
This is the final, the end purpose of what we are pursuing for in the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们要警醒。
We need to be watchful.
我们要常常提醒自己。
We need to remind ourselves.
不要以今天你所有的光景满足。
Do not be satisfied what you have.
不错，神的恩典让我们天天过一个平安稳妥的生活。
Yes, God's grace means that we can live a peaceful life every day.
但是这不是神的要求。
But this is not God's request.
我们过平安稳妥的生活。
For us to live a peaceful life.
这是很起码的一个标准。
This is the most elementary.
神绝对没有意思让他的儿女在地上白白的受苦。
But God doesn't want us to suffer.For no reason.
所有的苦难临到我们。
All the suffering that we have.
所有的试炼临到我们。
All the temptation, the trial that we went through.
都是叫我们的生命更长进。
Cause us to become more mature in our spiritual life.
来为我们效力。
So that we actually working for our good.
什么效力呢？
How does it for our good?
是等到有一天。
Until one day.
他要把我们造就到一个地步，完全像他的儿子。
That we may be built and molded until like the image of His Son.
神拯救我们的目的就是这个。
That is the purpose of salvation.
因为只有他的儿子
，Only His Son
才能荣耀他
，Can glorify Him.
只有他的儿子
，Only His Son
能够显明他是怎样的一位神
，Can show what sort of God He is.
神也要我们像他的儿子
，And God wants us to be likewise.
神为要造就我们
，In order to edify us.
塑造我们。
To mold us
像他的儿子一样
like his son.
神兴起很多的环境
God has raised up many circumstances.
就是你所遭遇的一切
These are all the things you're suffering from.
这些都是要造就我们
To make you
让我们能够向着天国的目标
That we can go towards the kingdom of heaven and live accordingly.
让我们的魂完全服在神生命的控制底下
and that our soul will be submitting to the full control of God's life
神在我们身上一切的要求
God's request for us.
对我们来说是造就我们。
For us is to edify us.
对他来说
for him,
是要他要借着这些来荣耀他自己。
That he want to glorify himself through this.
在仇敌的面前
In the face of the enemy,
主耶稣在启示录里头已经宣告说
The Lord Jesus declared in the book of Revelation
他是胜过了一切的黑暗的权势。
He is the one who overcame all the power of darkness.
他把神一切的荣耀都发挥出来。
He has expressed all the glory of God.
希伯来书说他是神本体的真相。
The book of Hebrews says that he is the image of the invisible God.
是 荣耀所发的光辉。
He is the glory of God.
神也这样的来造就我们。
That's how God is calling us.
让我们能够把这个神的本相显明出来。
That we can show forth the image of God.
把神的荣耀的光辉发表出来。
And to express the glorious image of God.
这是神对我们的要求。
This is God's request for us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
不要灰心。
Do not give up.
我们的目标是要进天国。
Our purpose is to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们要认识怎么样能进天国。
Let us know how to enter in.
就是完全的顺服。
That is the complete obedience.
顺服神的旨意。
Obedience to God's will.
顺服神的命令。
And the command of God.
做一个合乎神心意的人。
And be a man after God's own heart.
所以不要以进了神的国为满足。
Do not be satisfied simply by entering the kingdom of God.
背后。
But forgetting the past.
努力面前。
Struggling towards what is before.
来奔跑。
And run towards the goal, the kingdom of heaven.
保罗是这样追求的。
That's how Paul pursuing God.
他打了美好的仗。
He had fought the good fight.
跑了当跑的路。
Run the race.
他等候进天国。
Waiting to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
他已经是在神的国里。
He's already in the kingdom of God.
但是他还盼望进天国。
But he wants to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这个天国就是将来永远的国度。
This is the eternal kingdom of God.
世上所有的国要成为基督的国。
All the kingdoms of the world will become the kingdom of Christ.
基督是天上天国的君王。
Jesus Christ is the king of this kingdom of heaven.
他曾经被杀。
He was one killed for us, became our savior.
但是他已经被高举。
But now he has been lifted up to be the king of the kingdom of heaven.
他的国要成为永远的国。
His kingdom shall be established forever.
他要做王，
直到永永远远。Until eternity.
那些不有一天被关在天国门外的人。
Those who are shut out of the kingdom of heaven.
就是得救了而没有遵循神天父旨意的人。
They have been saved, but they did not obey the will of the Father.
这是我们在地上的生活所要追求的。
This is what we are seeking for on the earth.
求主给我们那个天天脱离地狱的捆绑。
May God deliver us from the bondages we have on earth.
我们是天上的国民。
We are the citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
我们有一天要进天国。
We want to enter into the kingdom.
盼望我们不是被关在门外的童女。
May we not be like the virgins that have been shut out of the door.
我们不是要经过大灾难的那些信徒。
May we not be the believers that had to go through the great tribulation.
当天国的王回来的时候。
When the king of kingdom of heaven came back.
有一些人是被关在天国的门外。
Some people be shut outside of the door.
主亲自地告诉我。
The Lord said to us.
当天国的君王回来的时候。
When the king of the kingdom of heaven came back.
那是在神国里的人。
Those who are in the kingdom of God.
世人是我们不考虑了。
We do not think about the world. They are outside the kingdom of God.
在神国里面的人。
Those who are inside the kingdom of God.
主打比喻说，取去一个，留下一个。
He said, one will be taken away, one will be left behind.
两个人在田里经工作。
Two persons in the field, one working.
一个取去。
One taken away,
one
left behind.
这些都是神国里的人。
These are all people in the kingdom of God.
洗去的那一个
the one we've taken away.
圣经给他一个身份叫做得胜的人。
The Bible calls them the overcomers.
做一个得胜者。
To be an overcomer.
被提去。
Be taken away.
可以进天国。
Rapture to be with God.
可以和亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
Can sit together with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这都是主耶稣的话。
This is the word of the Lord Jesus.
在那里是都是得救的人。
Yes, they are all safe.
但是也是一个得胜的人。
They are also victorious.
我们要追求做一个得胜的人。
Let us seek to be victorious.
最要胜过的是我们的魂生命。
We need to overcome.
你要你的魂生命能保得保守。
If you want to keep your soul,
你要丧掉你的魂生命。
Then you shall lose it.
这就是主说。要跟随我的人要背起十字架，背起十字架就是接受他给我们的一切安排。
That's why the Lord say those who want to follow me they must deny themselves take up their cross to follow me.
十字架是神为主耶稣安排的。
The cross has been arranged for by the Lord Jesus.
我们若是要走天国的路，
If you want to walk the kingdom of heaven,
我们要接受神所给我们预备的一切环境。
We must receive the environment God has given us.
我们要一直向上。
We must go forward.
我们要进天国。
We must enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们不只是在神的国里。
Not just in the kingdom of God.
在神的国里只是有一个资格可以进天国。
Being in the kingdom of God means that you are qualified to enter the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当然用这些话彼此勉励。
May we encourage one another.
我们的前途光明。
That our future is bright.
我们要努力向前。
We must pursuing to go forward.
忘记背后。
Forgetting the past.
求主天天拯救我们。
May the Lord save us every day.
脱离我们的魂生命。
Deliver us from our soul.
让我们的魂不是给撒旦用。
That our soul not used by Satan.
不是为自己活。
Not live for yourself.
乃是被神用。
But live for God.
为神活。
Live for God.
所以保罗说，
And used by God.
我或生或死都是主的人。
That's why Paul said, either death or life or living, I am the Lord.
做一切的事都是为荣耀神而做。
Everything I do to glorify the Son of God.
这是我们的目标。
This is our purpose.
不要灰心。
Do not give up.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们都是神国里的同伴。
We are all companions of one another in the kingdom of God.
我们能一同坐席。
May we also be able to sit together in the kingdom of heaven.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
不只拯救我们极大的死亡。
Not only save us from a great death.
你也给我们一个荣耀的盼望。
You also given us a great hope.
有一天我们要进天国。
One day we shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
今天我们在地上的生活，
made our life on earth.
都能够成全我们这一个愿望。
Can accomplish this will.
让我们天天借着你的安排，接受你的对付，让我们的魂生命完全被你所辖管。
That we may be truly controlled by you by dealing.By you with our soul, so that our soul
不再以自己为中心,
we totally submit to you, no longer self-centered,
不再为自己活,
no longer live for ourselves,
不只让我们口里这样说,
not just we can say it with our mouth,
求主让我们在生活中去经历, 去实践,
may you cause our daily life to be likewise,
我们是一个为我们的信仰活着的人,
that we live for our faith,
我们不再有自己的前途。
Not our own future.
主，你的前途就是我们的前途。
Lord, your future is our future.
因此，我们再把自己交在你的恩手中。
So we commit ourselves into your hands again.
哎，你的生命在我们里面一天一天的壮大。
That your life becomes stronger and stronger each day in us.
我们的魂生命一天一天的消失。
And our soul life less and less each day.
有一天，我们能够欢欢喜喜的。
That one day we can joyfully gather before you.
挺身昂首地迎接你的回来。
To lift our head high to see your return.
我能得着你的满意。
To receive commendation from you.
也得着你的称赞。
And your satisfaction.
我们也等候
We also waiting for the right crown of righteousness.
我们感谢你,
Thank you, Lord.
你奇妙的救恩,
your wonderful salvation.
奇妙的恩典,
wonderful grace.
奉主耶稣的名,
in Jesus' name we ask.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure.